Good day. My name is Sky, and I appreciate you spending some study time with me. I'm here to help you make money in online poker by teaching you key strategies and getting you to take action. Now, a key aspect to profitable, smart poker is thinking about each of your options and choosing the one that makes you the most money in this hand right now. Or, of course, potentially saves you money as well when you have a bad holding or a bad situation to steal the pot. Now, to help myself make the best decisions possible, those buttons that pop up on the screen, fold, check, bet, call, raise, I consider all of those my friends. And it's my job. Every time they pop up on the screen, I have to decide which of my friends I'm going to take to the party. Basically, which of my options are the most positive EV or positive expected value. And you're about to hear some audio extracted from a YouTube video where I was recording game tape, some really good hands came up, and during those hands, I discussed my various options and why I made the plays that I did. Now, I hope you enjoy the audio that you're about to hear, but I think the video version is a little bit more useful for you. So please watch the video by going to the show notes page for today, smartpokerstudy.com/pod485. The video is embedded right there at the top of the page for you. Okay, let's talk about choosing which friend you're going to take to the party. Gambate!
What do you say we cut the chit-chat? A-hole!
Now, right now, I guess a complete unknown. I've got a decent ace, double gapper. This is definitely worth calling. Is it worth 3-betting? I would say as of right now, it's not. Because I don't know anything about him, I don't need to bloat the pot out of position with a weak kicker ace. So, calling's good, and we'll just approach post-flop. We'll see what happens on the flop. And he's in an MP position. He's got a big stack. I just don't know anything about him so far. Other than, up until now, he has VPIP 2 out of 2 times. So I'm out of position with just an ace jack. The queen 8-8 flopped, hit basically nothing right here. Now, is this worth folding? It's not worth calling. I could check raise. It's only 1.8. He's going to put me on a very strong hand if I check raise right here. He's going to put me on a queen or an 8, probably. And boom, take that one down. Easy use. Those 3 buttons that come up. I mean, my gut says fold because, you know, I don't have anything right there. But then when you think about the situation, you think about that board, you think about a small bet sizing, that raise option that popped up, it's pretty darn lovely. So he just open raised. I have the offsuit ace. It's a decent 3-betting option. Making this play with an offsuit ace. I haven't 3-bet yet. There's a good chance a tight player like this is going to fold. Versus my first 3-bet. Who knows in the future? And I didn't like my hand. I don't like it enough to call. And folding is fine too, but I do have an ace blocker, so I think that option of 3-betting is the best play, utilizing my relatively tight image and definitely tight 3-betting image up to that point. King 10 offsuit. MP open raise. I think this is worth calling. King 10 off. C-betting. Flop and turn honest. Oh, this is good. I've got the... I block the nut flush draw. I'm going to check if he makes it... If he c-bets half pot, I'm going to check call. And then I'm going to bet river when he checks turn. What would I bet with a flush? What would I bet with an ace right here to try to block a flush draw or overcharge a flush draw? 3 makes sense. And me checking with an ace on the flop makes sense too, hoping he would bet just check calling and maybe check raising. Whatever my plan could have been by checking flop. Okay, now that comes up. I hope he doesn't have the 3 of hearts. But he could have the jack, queen, 10 of hearts. I'm going to call. I don't see any reason to come back over the top. I don't have the nuts. The 3 beats me. He could have a queen, to which I could get a little bit more value. I could get value out of a queen. Let's raise to get value out of a queen or a jack of hearts. Yes. Yes. What do you have? Queen or jack, right? Had to have been queen or jack. I am shocked. Straights were possible. Flushes are possible. You just couldn't fold a flop set? Oh, now that is interesting.
That's why he's got the green tag, though, you know? This player, too. Ace three suited. Cutoff raises. I like the call here. He doesn't fold to three bets. And the two blinds don't seem like big three betters, so I don't mind going multi. Oh, flopping the nut flush. He bet that much out of position against three players. We got a call. Man, what do? I think, should I raise when it comes to me? Or just call him? And I got the nut flush. Yeah, I think calling is good. Let's string it along. I do have the best position here. Holding the queen deuce off other table. Oh my God, full. Oh my God. No, not full half pot, I mean. He bet. Okay. I think calling again is the best play. I could have raised for value. But I want to string them along. I do have the best position. Let's see what he does. Please bet. Please. I want to raise. Good, he bet. I have to go all in. I don't want to just call. I want this other player to go all in. And even if he folds, I want to get max value out of the bettor here. I have the second nuts. A straight flush beats me. Yes, he called. What'd he call with? Ooh, king high flush. I did it. Oh, wow. That was amazing. My mind was just going, how do I get money? How do I get maximum value? And I was just calling, risking a paired board for a full house to beat me, right? But that was just such a good money making opportunity. I had to just call right there. I was shocked that I flopped and then I'm in position. Bet, call, call. Holy cow. And I didn't want to alert them to the fact. I mean, I didn't know that anybody had a king high, a strong made flush right there. And I timed down. Oh my God, that was amazeballs. So I won 160 big blinds from that, maybe? So I actually went from down for the session, minus 768. So now I'm right at break even. That's amazing. In one hand, I get back up to break even. Wow. I mean, that was as lucky as a flop can get in a situation, too. I called pre and got two other callers willing to commit chips on that. Holy stromboli. Well, I hope you really enjoyed those hands and how I was utilizing my options, thinking through folding, calling, and raising or betting, whatever the options were given the situation. And that's exactly what you should be doing. Treat those buttons that pop up as you're playing as your friends. And choose the best one, given all the information available, to take to the party. All right, thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.